This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, December 30th, last Monday of the month, last Monday of the year, last Monday of the decade. How many of the last can we work our way through? Hopefully it's going to be, there's a solidness to this time of year, the time between Christmas and New Year's. Sometimes for some people it feels like it's a no man's land, others it feels like kind of a, okay, so we have lots of things to think about, lots of things to, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, to put into perspective, because our lives go on. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling. Jennifer's off until after the first of the year. And I think we've talked about this on the air. One of the things that happens when we have transitions is that it's very difficult, and it doesn't make any difference who the person is or what the entity is. So, Victoria, I think we start with a good thought for you and
you.
For the time that you're going through, and I appreciate your being here. You can think about it, all the good things that went on in the life of that companion that spent all of his life with you and you with him. And so if you feel like saying something, that's fine. If you don't, then there is no reason to say anything other than send that energy that we all have to any of the people that we care about. Where there is a loss, you feel like you want to support them. Sometimes the best thing to do is not to talk about it. So,
Thank you for all of the love and support.
Yeah, right. And so I was thinking about, actually, as this happened, I think there is another radio loss that occurred over the weekend that I want to address. I didn't know Don Imus very well. I knew him well enough to respect his work, understand what kind of a human being he was. He was very controversial. I thought it was very interesting as I looked at some of the things that were written about him in his life, some of the obnoxious stuff. When somebody's dead, you talk about what they were all about, what their life was about, how they lived their life. And I don't think, at least in my wheelhouse, that I focus on the negative. I focus on the positive. He was always, whatever references he ever made to me, I remember when we went on to KRLA in Los Angeles, all the people that had been on KABC, they went over to KRLA back in, it was 97, I think it was. January, as a matter of fact. It may have been this week, now that I think about it. No, it was the week after this, because I was the last voice on the old KABC in the evening of New Year's 1997. So that next week, we all went over to KRLA, and they had a whole new staff at KABC, which didn't work out so well for them. You look at the ratings then and the ratings now. Anyway, that's not neither here nor there. But I remember the morning we went on, they had him doing the morning program, and I did the program before that, and he went on the air. The first thing he said was, he was talking about KRLA and Los Angeles and how great it was to be on there and how to follow me and what a good guy I was and so forth and so on. That's not important. What's important is that this guy, even though a little bit acerbic, maybe a little is not the right word, but a lot at times, that's what he was paid to do. And people forgot about that. Because the situation in radio and broadcasting has changed so much over the past 10, 12 years, I suppose, maybe a little more than that, but when he did the comment about the basketball, the young college basketball players, the women, and got fired for saying it, that's why they hired him. They hired him to be like that. And then when he was like that, when the circumstances changed, he got fired. He got hired again, and continued to do his broadcast until he, well, the other side of it is, last year when he was basically not fired but wasn't renewed, he was making $7 million a year, and the company he was working for didn't want to pay him $7 million a year because they didn't have $7 million a year to pay, or they didn't think it was worth it, whatever it was. So he just found out one day that he wasn't going to be on. This is a guy I've been on the air for 54, 55 years, and had a huge reputation in the Radio Hall of Fame. Everybody pretty much knew who Imus was. Imus in the morning. And so when he was just told by sort of an underling, well, we're not going to renew your contract and you're not on Monday, how do you think a guy who's been on the air that long felt about that? It'd be like any other business. Anytime somebody, that's why I don't want to work, frankly, for anybody else. There are stations that come and stations that go, and that's okay. But it's so hard these days in certain industries to be yourself, even though that's what they tell you they want you. They want you to be yourself. It's like being in a relationship with someone. You start the relationship, and she or he says, well, I love you the way you are, and then, I'd like it if you changed this, or I'd like it if that were a little bit different, or, you know what, that's not how it works. And in radio, especially, the relationship that you have with your listeners, certainly the ones that I have with the people who listen to me, whether it's on this program or the program I do on health or the farm or mysticism and all that sort of thing, there's a relationship, there's a connection that we have. And it's not unlike what you have with maybe a spouse or maybe a sibling or maybe a parent or a child or whatever. And that bond is very special. And so when it gets cut, it affects people. And it's just not, this is not, it kind of reminds me, I saw the movie Bombshell yesterday. And boy, did that give me a different point of view. Not on Roger Ailes. I always thought he was, since the day I sat in his office and spent 45 minutes with him. But more to the point of Megyn Kelly, for whom I didn't have great regard or respect. And I don't know what the right word is for her, at least after seeing this movie. Charlize Theron plays her and does it very well. It's a very good movie. I'm going to talk about the inside of how corporations run. It was really, I thought it was well done. I thought the whole presentation was good. And it told me or gave me something else to think about, stuff that you didn't know. That's why the movie was kind of good, because it gave you an insight into things that you didn't really No.
Yeah, I think I'd like to go see it. It looks interesting to me, but
yeah.
The problem with, or not the problem with Megyn Kelly, I think what was unfortunate for her is, you know, she was doing, I think, a fine job on what, you know, on Fox News. I think that's what she's good at, is that kind of like political discussion. And then because Trump was in office, he really, you know, did not like her and said lots of negative things about her. And then the job she got after that was just not the right fit. Mm-hmm. And that's I don't know if that's her fault. I think she was maybe trying to do the best with what she had. But, yeah, doing a conversational program with celebrities where it was, you know, it's like she was, we all remember the Jane Fonda interview where she just wouldn't let go of, like, the plastic surgery stuff. And she was still trying to make it, like, an investigative program when it was just supposed to be kind of fun and conversational. So I don't know whose fault that was. I don't know. Was that NBC that she was on, or?
Yeah, it was on NBC. It was NBC.
Yeah, she had I don't know, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. And, you know, we all have perhaps been there. I've been on radio stations that I didn't belong on. We've been in relationships that you didn't belong in. And so, but when there's so much of a spotlight on it, there was a spotlight on her anyway, because what was going on at Fox, and when she went over to NBC, it just, you're right, it didn't kind of fit. So back to Imus for a moment, and his record of broadcasting honor, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but I think he really provided. Obviously, he was popular. He lasted. Any of us who have done this for a long time and we last, there's got to be an audience for it or you wouldn't have lasted. So I remember, however, a friend, very good friend of mine named Dick Summer, who was on WNBC when Imus was on NBC, used to get the brunt of Imus's nastiness in the morning when he'd come in. And he'd, you know, Summer would often, because Imus at the time he was working at WNBC still had a drug problem, and he'd show up when he felt like showing up. And so Summer would stay, and sometimes an hour or two later, and he never, at any time that I remember him telling me, he never got as a thank you. Okay, so all of that having been said, the guy contributed a lot to broadcast history, and in the short time that I knew him, or the abbreviated way in which I knew him, a lot of people who were close to him was listening to Bruce Morrow on Sirius over the weekend talk about having worked with him also at, I think it was WABC. But Bruce always has nothing but good things to say about anybody. And I think that's kind of the reaction, that's what I would like to have in my stead or anybody's stead, to think of them positively, think of all of that stuff. And so tributes to Don Imus and the broadcast history that he had are appropriate because he was quite a contributor to the world of broadcasting. All right, so let's think about something else as we start the year, the end of the year, thinking about all the things reviewing. Excuse me. If you look back over the last year, or look back over the last 10 years if you want to, historically, how has your body served you? Are you happy with it now? Have you been happy with it all along? Or is there something that you'd like to change? You got a little extra here, a little extra there, and you've tried maybe every year for the past 10 years, you've tried some kind of different diet or exercise program, and you haven't found the one that works for you. Well, I'm going to send you in a direction that will get you healthy and will get you to the weight you want to be at and will keep you there the right way, the healthy way, the stimulant-free and drug-free way. It's a product called Kellitrin. I use it myself. I started using it this year at around Thanksgiving to sort of fend off that stuff that happens to all of us, no matter how good we are. We are going to enjoy the parties, enjoy the reverie. Excuse me. And so in order to go through the program the right way, I'm going to suggest you go to Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin.com. And use the code DJV, get yourself a 90-day supply that you'll pay for, and then they'll give you another 3 months from now till the end of the year. You get 6 months for the price of three, and with that you get on the program, you lose the weight, and you keep it off. It's a fabulous program, taken consistently, and follow a lot of the magic that's on their website or on Facebook. Kellitrin.com, drug-free, stimulant-free, natural way to lose the weight and keep it off. Kellitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the fabulous deals.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. To learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see business card rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Successful over the years, her songs, her presence. She's been on Broadway. It is a strong presence. Apparently, there was a mural of Tina Turner that was defaced by a swastika, a red swastika. What is the connection? It's in Asheville, North Carolina, outside of a store, a record store. The owner of the store, Jesse McSwain, said somebody unconnected to the store apparently covered the mural in a black sheet before he could address the situation. The records owner called police and also the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mr. McSwain said that his store is a widely inclusive, safe space and that hate speech will get you out the door. But why would you even going into a record store? What in the world?
It's so bizarre to me. I mean, is this just
it is.
Someone who's, I don't know, trying to be rebellious, or like, is this someone who, anyone who's not white, they're defacing things of them? I mean, it's just, I don't know. But it's really scary to me, the amount of swastikas that we're seeing everywhere and the amount of hate crimes against Jewish people. And I don't know. I think most people thought that that was a thing of the past.
Well, I'd like to think that it was
Asheville,
a thing.
I've been to Asheville, North Carolina. Isn't
very
that kind
progressive.
Of like, yeah, that's what I was also
very,
thinking
very
too.
Very, very progressive area. Yeah, yeah, it is. It's quite nice. I've only been there once, but it's quite nice. Very hilly area.
Yeah.
It's kind of put together, maybe, Victoria. That's the way of referring to it. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls. Doug Steffen for this Monday, the 30th of December. Not something that you would expect to happen. I think that's kind of why people are taken back for it. If it had happened in Jackson, Mississippi, maybe it wouldn't have had as much impact as it... I mean, it has impact no matter where it happens, but they've got... This is one of those very interesting old record stores. They have a lot of... black music, the history of our country, the music of our country, whether it be now or you go back a century, go back two centuries, has been very much based around the experiences of black people in our country and the expertise. I mean, think about, there haven't been many people in the last 50 years that have been more successful than Tina Turner in terms of female artists. And the mural that was up there was based on her character in the film Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And so, huh?
Yes, that's my
reaction to it. Yeah, it is. And it's also it's not only horrible, it just kind of, you know, it just shows that a lot of people don't have much cultural connection. Maybe that's it, Victoria. Also, musically here, we address a very interesting circumstance in England. British officials apologizing after mistakenly publishing the home address of more than 1,000 people who got special honors, including Elton John, Olivia Newton-John, Queen drummer Roger Taylor, Billy Ocean, the searchers Mike Pender. List also included Oscar-winning film director, senior politicians in England, diplomats, athletes, people in sensitive defense roles. Kind of a weird thing. The addresses were published online on Friday when the Cabinet Office posted the recipients of the honors this year, New Year's honors, including some people who are being knighted. The information was removed as soon as possible, said a government official. We apologize to all those affected and looking into how this happened. This will say the individuals.
How do they fix that, though? Yeah. I mean, it's like once the address is the address is out there and anyone saw it, then it's not like all those people can just get up and move to a different location. Everyone knows their health now.
Yeah, exactly. The list included Sam Mendes, who's the director of what movie that's out there right now? It just went out of my mind. I saw the movie the other day. What's the name of the movie that he's? Oh, the 1917. Yeah, which is also quite an interesting story. People connected with James Bond, Steve McQueen, the director. He directed 12 Years a Slave, which was the winner of an Oscar for Best Picture a couple of years ago, if I remember correctly. So, it's crazy.
It's a whole new map of the stars now in London. Because now everyone knows where everybody lives.
Lives, yeah, right. It's like a lot of people don't care about that here in Los Angeles, you know, because the stars are on every corner. But over there, there's a different, they call it privacy, different attitude toward privacy, if you will. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence reportedly helped Russia prevent an attack that was planned in St. Petersburg during New Year's Eve festivities. Now two Russian suspects have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking President Trump when Putin spoke to Trump in a phone call on Sunday. Texas authorities call it a case of good guys with guns stopping a bad guy who opened fire in a church near Fort Worth yesterday. The parishioners were part of a security team at the West Freeway Church of Christ, and they stopped the gunman seconds after he opened fire. Two people died, and the gunman was also killed. This man witnessed it, saying of the gunman,
"He's a creature of God also, just like we are. And it was a sad thing that he had to come into the congregation and hurt people, and it's a sad thing that we had to hurt him. But I don't have any hate for this person. We can't have hate for anybody."
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour now on Monday, the 30th of December. A lot of time given this next day or two to memories, if you will, things that have happened. I don't know that I want to spend a lot of time talking about a lot of the stuff that maybe the news business itself. Yesterday I watched 60 Minutes, but the morning show. They call it Sunday Morning on CBS, and a lot of the people who died over the year. You can get that on the television or get it in the newspaper. You can get it online. I don't know that it adds much to the conversation. There are things that are going on that are not necessarily great, but probably do need to be highlighted a little bit. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm here. Jennifer's off till, I think, Thursday. The reference we made a few minutes ago in the music segment, the last half hour, to Tina Turner and the swastika that appeared on a music store down in Asheville, North Carolina, this, I suppose, underscores some of the things that we're talking about with regard to what the heck is going on and how it is that people feel. But this thing about the police in New York increasing their presence in certain areas, one person in critical condition after a knife-wielding attacker stabbed five people during a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home on Saturday. But this is the latest in a number of assaults that have been targeting Jews in and around New York. Grafton Thomas ordered held on $5 million bail after pleading not guilty to five counts of attempted murder, one count of burglary. The governor called the attack an act of domestic terrorism. And you know what? When these politicians go off in their yada yada, I think it's more important for us all to think about what we think with regard to this. So you can share thoughts if you want to with us. Facebook.com/DJV Show is okay. Way of doing it.
It just feels like no place is safe. You know, there was the shooting in the church in Texas. This guy broke into the rabbi's home. There were over 100 people there. The rabbi was actually lighting the menorah when the guy came in and just started stabbing people. It just, I don't know what's going on in our country right now.
Where do these nut cases come from? There's a lot of anger. And you see it, you feel it. And it's certainly entrenched politically. If anything, it's getting more entrenched. I saw something, just made reference to CBS 60 Minutes. There's a piece out with a couple of senators, I can't remember their names, who are sort of faith-based. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. And they were talking about how they have this prayer meeting, senators who want to, and I guess I think the House has one of these groups as well. They get together for an hour a week, and they share their religious experiences, share their religious values and views, and how they can use that to bring people together. So if that works for them and for others, that's swell. Whatever it takes to get people out of this, and I don't know that you certainly can't legislate it out of people. You can punish them, but you can't legislate thinking out of people and how they get to the point of being. There's so much mental illness in this. One of the things that my son and I were talking about as we walked around on Saturday, Megan and I were talking about this, I think, the homeless situation here in Los Angeles is, like, completely out of control. Even in a respectable neighborhood, and I say that lovingly and advisedly, Daisy and I went for a walk yesterday morning, and we're usually up pretty early walking around, and there's a homeless guy going through the trash in the alley behind the house. And I'm just thinking to myself, so is there no privacy? Is there no security? Is there no way of keeping these people away from, and I say these people, they're human beings, but it's, in many cases, I don't want to go to how they get there. It just is something that requires, this is what government is all about. It's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to take care of problems and not make them worse. And that's what's going on. We allow it. I say we because I'm a part-time resident of Los Angeles, and it's allowed by people. And they say, well, we don't know what to do. Well, that's not leadership, that's for sure. And so back to New York, where you've got all this stuff. The mayor of New York said more police are going to be seen in certain boroughs, Crown Heights, Williamsburg, because of the anti-Semitic attacks. That's areas like your... There are certain areas of most cities where they're here in Los Angeles, a couple of villages of L.A., the sort of east side, where there are a lot of Hasidic Jews. A lot of Jews live in Los Angeles, as they do in New York. And the increased police visits to houses of worship there. What would you think if you were in a church, if you're in a synagogue, if you're in a mosque, and a cop standing in the back? How would that make you feel if you were
in this day and age? I'd feel better.
Feel better, yeah. Would you? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's yeah. you can't, you know, you just you. It just feels like no place is safe. Schools have shootings. Churches have shootings.
Everything's on lockdown.
This was a private home that this guy broke into, and he must have known that, you know, that the rabbi lived there and that there were a lot of people there celebrating Hanukkah. So you're in your private home. You're not even safe. It just feels like, I don't know, it's just, not to be overly dramatic, but this feels like a really scary, scary moment in our country's history. And
but it's right about, we surface to the point of, this is the reality. These are the, this is the way people feel. Why do they feel this way? We don't understand it. We don't like it. But there's some, in these people's minds, justification to their anger, whatever it is. Whatever brings it about.
Yeah, I mean, I know you said something about, you know, politicians in New York saying stuff, but I think it's important that we speak out against it, at least.
Sure, if it has credibility, Carrie, yes. I feel like sometimes these people just say things because they're supposed to say them.
I mean, they don't really. Maybe, but I also just, and if the least we're doing is supporting the Jewish community. I mean, one of my best friends is from Pittsburgh and grew up around the Squirrel Hill area, and that's where that shooting was last year. And the fear and terror that all of these people feel, you know, this is supposed to be one of the safest places that you can go to.
Yeah.
And to have, to not know anymore if that's a safe place for you, if someone's just going to come and attack you for no reason. I mean, somebody has to... Somebody has to say something. And
well, it's more say, it's do. Action. We need some action.
Well, and obviously
action.
He is following that up with action by providing more security.
I don't want to make him the story. The story is the bloodshed that has taken place over the last week or two or however long it's been going on since the beginning of Hanukkah. At least this guy is in jail being held on a $5 million bond, five counts of attempted murder. And so...
But they haven't even solved the whole mystery and some of the details that are still unknown. That couple that shot up the kosher grocery store in Jersey City and went on that, you know, that almost day-long rampage where there was a cop who was killed and people stabbed and people shot, and it was just targeted because it was a Jewish area of Jersey City. I don't know what is happening and why this is happening now. I mean, I have suspicions of why it's happening now, but everyone can agree or disagree on why. But the fact is, it just, you know, we live in a heavily Jewish population right here in Long Branch, New Jersey, and it's heavily Orthodox. And there are probably four synagogues within 2 miles all around us. And it makes me think, like, is someone going to target this area? And and you see people, Orthodox Jews, up and down the boardwalk on the beach and the ocean and praying and things, and they're very out in the open. And just this weekend, walking around with the dog, it just made me think, like, oh my gosh, these innocent people just doing nothing wrong are targets. For no reason other than just their religious beliefs. It's a terrible time in our country. It really is.
We have the country is founded on religious prosecution and persecution. Anyway, the crime data suggests that anti-Semitic incidents make up more than half of all the hate crimes in the city of New York. Not a great time. But this is a time, you know, maybe there's some more reflection that gets done this time of year, hopefully. Also, a lot of people are talking about the weather. We've had a nice weekend here in Southern California, but the bad weather has hit a lot of the country. Record rains in here when I came last week, and there's some more rain that's coming in today and tomorrow. But this is the beginning of the rainy season. It lasts for 6 weeks or so here in Southern California. But that storm moved eastward, and if you saw some of the video of trucks and buses sliding sideways down the road, and you saw some of the video of a foot of snow, all the ice, the whiteout conditions that existed in the Midwest and the East over in Minnesota, state police advising would-be travelers to stay at home. A lot of people are traveling at this time of year, going skiing and generally enjoying winter sports.
People couldn't even take their flights because the runways were too icy for the planes.
2,000 flights delayed or canceled in Denver and Chicago, and that's just in those two cities alone. The storm will re-energize as it gets into the Northeast today. Heavy rain where you are, Victoria, looks like in the Mid-Atlantic.
Yep,
substantial snow and ice. Yep. Northern New England over the next couple of days, causing problems for people that are trying to get home. New Year's Eve may be pretty messy tomorrow in Boston. Significant icing expected across southern New England. That's what they're saying, the weather people there. Miserable in New York today and where you are, Philadelphia. Fog, high winds, urban flooding. The result is just... I'm happy to be here. You'll all be happy to be right where you are and stay there. Some heavy thunderstorms in the south, wind gusts, tornadoes, that sort of thing in the Gulf states and mid-south down south of there. Great Lakes region getting rain last night and this morning. Portions of Wisconsin and northern Michigan, snow there. And now with the rain, all the flooding that comes as a result of that. So I guess by the end of the day today, a lot of colder air is filtering in, And the rain, it's almost a blessing sometimes. When the rain stops, the flooding stops, and it becomes snow. As the planes see the snow going away, but they get double-digit snowfall totals. And that's, again, if you're a skier, you'll love it. But getting to where you can go skiing is another question and kind of another problem. But not one to review. That'd be something. The next couple, three, 4 days would be, that'll be a big topic of conversation. Today is a day to celebrate those of you who don't feel well and how you fix that problem. Bicarbonate of soda day. Does anybody even know? Do they still use baking soda? That's what it is. You put it in your refrigerator, but do you ever use it to settle your stomach? There's so many, most of the things that are around that are commonly used, you buy a supermarket, drugstore, whatever it is. If you look at the ingredients, you'll notice that most of that stuff that settles your stomach has bicarbonate of soda in it. Going back to the history of this product, a French chemist named Nicolas Leblanc back in 1791 produced sodium carbonate. And then bakers in New York, a couple of guys named John Dwight and Austin Church, began using this sodium carbonate and carbon dioxide to create the baking soda at a factory back in 1846. This is the first factory in the U.S. to make baking soda. It's a leavening agent. Reacts with acidic compounds to release carbon dioxide. This is what causes the batter of baked or fried goods to expand. It's also what allows the gas in your stomach to escape. Did you ever take in this, either of the two of you, Kara or Victoria, when you were feeling ill? Just take a...
heartburn. I've used it for.
You have?
Yeah, and you mix it with water. Yeah. It tastes just terrible, but it does help.
Horrible. Yeah, it really is. It's also something I put in the refrigerator. Oh, you guys laugh at me and what I eat and how I cook it. But one of the ways I get rid of it. One of the things... It really is, and I've sort of stopped doing this, but fish that you've had around and you've reheated, you get that in the refrigerator, oof, put a little baking soda
in. You're not even really supposed to reheat fish. It's a one-and-done thing. I know you do all the time, but...
thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, bicarbonate of soda day. All right, anybody got any lists of what's on TV tonight? I'm looking around. There's
a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. Again, we're in no man's land. When do the new shows start? Right? Is it next week when the new seasons begin? The shows that go away around Thanksgiving or the 1st of December for all the specials that nobody watches? The number of shows that have... you look at that. I saw a ratings list of television networks. CBS number one. Average nightly viewership for each program or the average moments... 7,910,000 people on average watching any of the CBS programming in rating times. That's about, I remember the first time I paid any attention to this, back in the days when there were only three networks, and there were a lot of really kind of fun, popular shows. The ratings, a bad show would get 17, 18 million viewers, and this is when the population of the country is a lot less. So the fact that the number one viewing of all cable, you name it, it was 7,910,000 CBS. I thought that was pretty amazing. 10 before the hour here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
At the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with an overview of, this is pretty interesting when you look, again, the end of the year and some of those, talking about the top TV shows of the past year and the numbers. Wikipedia has published how many people are using its services. It's pretty interesting, Victoria, the top pages. Who, in the terms of the top 10, if you will, are getting page views from all these people? Billions, as it turns out. So what surprises you about this list? Anything?
A few things popped up on here that were surprising. In the 10th spot of this is, now this is Wikipedia page views is what the list is. In the 10th spot was Keanu Reeves, and he got 16 million, almost 17 million views, and in 2019. And so I couldn't really think of, I guess he must have had a hit movie this year. Was it John Wick movie?
A new John Wick movie.
That came out. And then the other thing.
The new movie, wasn't there supposed to be another, what's the name of that series that he was in?
The Matrix?
Matrix, yeah. I think there's another one of those coming up.
Well, and then the other thing that he, towards the end of the year, he got a lot of tabloid clicks for, because he walked the red carpet with his girlfriend, and even though he's older than his girlfriend looks kind of similar to Helen Mirren, and a lot of people were trying to figure out how old is Keanu and how old is the girlfriend. So wow. I think that bumped a lot of page views up for him. In the ninth spot, not surprising, is Billie Eilish. I definitely was on her Wikipedia page a couple times this year looking up little factoids. She got over 20 million views. In number 8, the list of Marvel Cinematic Universe films. So that got 21 million views of people looking up all of the Marvel Universe, every film that's been associated with that. In the 7th spot, another movie, Joker, the 2019 film. That got almost 23 million views. A lot of people, that was a very controversial movie this year. A lot of people probably trying to read into the behind the scenes of the making of that movie. Number 6 was the list of highest grossing films of all time. And that was, and we had a few movies this year that had massive, massive box office. Mostly all of them Disney or, Avengers, Marvel Comics. So that was number 6. Number 5 was the Chernobyl disaster. This is was tied to that Chernobyl special, the show on HBO.
Yeah.
That got almost 26 million views. A lot of people who were maybe unfamiliar.
You try to watch it?
I didn't even want to watch it. It just looked like it was going to be too disturbing. I had friends who saw it and said it was very upsetting. But a lot of people didn't really know the real story of Chernobyl, so that's why the Wikipedia pages got almost 26 million views. In fourth, I also thought this was kind of interesting. Freddie Mercury, because Bohemian Rhapsody did so well, but that was 2018 that came out.
Last
year,
yeah.
So this was the 50th anniversary of the band being together, and they had their big tour. So lots of views of Freddie Mercury's page, 27 million. In third place was Ted Bundy. That was almost 30 million views. Lots of stuff happened this year with Ted Bundy, the Zac Efron movie that people were fascinated with him. Number two, deaths in 2019. Luke Perry, one of the most searched. That was 37 million views. And then number one was Avengers Endgame with almost 44 million views on Wikipedia. So that's the whole list of what everybody was searching this year.
Wow. Pretty amazing. LG is set to show off indoor garden tech. It's time of year we're starting to think about the Consumer Electronics Show, so let's figure out what they're doing with LG.
The Geek Out.
It's time for the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show, and this year out in Vegas, LG, famous for their wide range of appliances, will show off what appears to be another refrigerator or wine cooler, but it's not. Nope, it's the company's attempt at indoor gardening. Using a controlled mix of light, water, and temperature, the indoor gardening appliance can grow up to 24 seed packs for greens like romaine, arugula, and different herbs. Kind of like a coffee pod, users buy seed pack from LG made specifically for the unit, and we're told it can grow enough produce to feed a family of four. We've posted some previews of LG's new indoor vegetable cultivator on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even...
Hi, Victoria. Why are we getting spammed with all these privacy emails at the moment?
Well, if you've been getting emails that say we've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our information practices as well as to comply with the CCPA, that is the California Consumer Privacy Act. That is going into effect January 1st. So every online company, Postmates, Condé Nast, Hulu, whatever it may be, they have to, by law, update their privacy to let people determine how their data is actually being used. So this will start rolling out throughout the rest of the country, too.
All right. Here's the update. It's 59 past the hour here on Today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.